On New Year's Eve 1967, Pro Football's young and dynamic organization, the Silver and Black Oakland Raiders, played the Houston Oilers for the championship of the 8-year-old American Football League. Pre-game speculation centered around the question of Oakland's ability to score on a defense that had allowed the fewest points of any team in pro football. On the other hand, could the 11 angry men check the freight train rushes of fullback Hoyle Granger and Woody Campbell? Houston kicked off to the Raiders and those questions began to be answered. A first period Oiler drive was stopped when Dan Connors stole a pass right out of the arms of Alvin Reed. The Oilers could gain little ground against the characteristically stubborn Oakland defense. Two important second quarter plays turned a close game into a comfortable Raider lead. Oakland's great 8-time All-League center Jim Otto made an important block on Hewitt Dixon's 69-yard touchdown gallop. The Raiders got another drive going, but with seconds remaining in the half, seemed forced to settle for an attempt at 3 points. Field goal alignment, though, was a fraud. LaMonica instead passed to Dave Kucurik for a touchdown and a halftime lead of 17 to nothing. Mike Eisheid continued to punt as he had throughout the season with distance and accuracy. Oakland dominated the second half as they had the first, and the afternoon belonged to the Raiders and their fans. The final was 40 to 7. Losers of 19 straight games in 1961 and 62, the once pitiful Raiders had become the unquestioned champions of the American Football League. The 53,330 who sat so comfortably that afternoon in the Coliseum to watch a tough, single-minded, carefully constructed football apparatus dismantle the Houston Oilers was a far cry from the handful who short years before had watched the Raiders play in temporary homes. Those loyal fans who had supported the club from the beginning deserved a championship, perhaps more than any other fans in the history of sports.